Hello, my name is Denis, and I'm a software engineer at Wolt. And I know no one here tried Wolt, but Wolt is a European leading food tech startup. And for those who don't know that, it's just a simple food delivery service. And if you never tried it, it's simple. You have an application. And you think, okay, I would like to have a burger from that restaurant, or I would like to have some steak from other restaurant. So you click on it, you choose where to deliver it, slide to confirm, and in 20 to 40 minutes, your food magically arrives on your door. That's simple. On the back end, some magical unicorns start jumping over our servers and finding the best solution for your problem, like finding the best courier partner, estimating how long it will take for your meal to be prepared, how long it will take for your meal to be delivered. And of course, a lot of those calculations involve map. And yes, that's not a secret. We use OpenStreetMap. You're right. It rocks. We use OpenStreetMap. And the problem with OpenStreetMap is that OpenStreetMap is a database of all the features of the planet somehow connected. So it may be below the planet surface, but still. And the planet's big. For example, it takes 3 hours to fly from Helsinki to Belgium. And it's still in Europe. And if you'd like to fly to Japan, it will be 12 hours, 14 hours, I don't know. So planet is big. That means database is also big as 1 and 2 terabytes. I checked last week, the XML, uncompressed XML file is 1 to 1.2 terabytes. And you usually can't process 1.2 terabytes with ease on your laptop. You have not that enough RAM. You probably don't have even enough disk space. So it's a perfect case for Apache Spark. And that's geospatial. So probably you don't know what is Apache Spark. And Apache Spark is open source, distributed, general purpose, cluster computing framework, lot of